And now to a toy that's a survivor. An icon that turns 50 this year. In fact, this famous figurine's official birthday is today, March 21st.
Here's the Fisher-Price Play Family House, with its own handy garage for the Play Family car.
What, you thought I was talking about Barbie? She's last week's news. No, no, no. It's Fisher-Price's Little People. Though back in 1959, they weren't called that. They were just smiley, peg-shaped kids in the back of the safety school bus playset. Here's a fun fact. Back then, the kids on the bus included a bully boy figure, complete with a slingshot for tormenting his unfortunate fellow passengers. Toy collectors cherished Bully Boy because, no surprise, he was quickly kicked off the bus as attitudes toward childhood bullying changed. The school bus was followed by the house, the garage, and the farm, with its famous sound effects when the barn doors opened.
With the Play Family Farm, you can make believe you're a busy farmer.
I had a farm, and now he has a farm that looks a lot different from the farm that we had.
That's Alicia Truman. She's at a toy store with her 1.5-year-old son. Jasper is playing with today's version of Little People, a motorized racetrack where cars chase each other around the circuit. And there's a major change. Little people now have arms and legs. Some of them are even bendy at the waist. If you find that all a bit unnerving, don't worry. Fisher-Price is putting out classic anniversary editions of its most famous playsets. The house has its smiling peg-shaped family. The farm has a sheep, a cow, and a happy, armless farmer patrolling the barnyard on his shiny orange tractor, just as he has for half a century.
We're little people with great big plans. Little people, we've got helping hands. Little people, we count from 1 to 10. Little people, and we'll always be friends. Discovering Michael.